We notice this every now and then, working in an audio medium, that sometimes a guest, a celebrity, will sound like one of our friends.
Yeah.
Or just somebody else. Because on radio, you don't get to see them, but you get to hear them. So we call these vocal doppelgangers. A doppelganger is someone that looks somebody like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And Monto noticed one yesterday as we were talking to our new friend, Jared Walsh of the Rangers, who was fantastic on the air, by the way. I was hoping he could be the hero last night when he pinch hit in the ninth inning, but going up against a 100-mile-per-hour fastball, what can you do?
Facing a guy who will have Tommy John at some point.
He will at some point if he hasn't already. But Justin pointed out that he sounded like someone we know. Now, Justin, you have this audio in there. If you want to play, we got about 30 seconds of Jared Walsh from yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I was always kind of really focused on the dream was to play in the major leagues. So, you know, when I got the opportunity to go play college baseball in the SEC, I was excited. But I always kind of deep down felt like hopefully there's more to this than just college baseball. Thankfully, that was the case, but my time at Georgia was unbelievable. Athens will always have a special place in my heart, so you know it was a good decision to end up at UGA.
So, okay, it's one thing to think that.
Man,
let's see if he actually sounds like it.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I was kind of focused on the dream of playing in the major leagues. So, you know, when I got the opportunity to go play college baseball in the SEC, I was excited, but I always kind of deep down felt like hopefully there was more to this than college baseball. Thankfully, that was the case. My time at Georgia was unbelievable. Athens will always have a special place in my heart, so you know it was a good decision to end up at UGA.
And that's, for the soccer fans out there, is the Ticket's own Peter Welpton. And my God.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
It's pretty good.
Okay, you've got both of them in there.
Nailed
so
it.
It's Jared Walsh of the Rangers and Peter Welpton of the Kick Around. I want you to play the first 5 seconds of, just pick one of the two. And I want to try to guess who it is, because I think it's that close.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I was kind of focused on the dream of playing in the major league.
I know who that is.
I think that's Peter.
Yeah, it's Peter.
Is it Peter?
That's Peter, yeah.
Let's hear Jared Walsh.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I was always kind of really focused on the dream was to play in the major leagues.
It's pretty close. And you know what? Lando brought up a great point.
I think that's the best one we've found.
But Lando said he also has a little Greg Olsen to the way he talks.
Okay.
Especially the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We need to find surprised Greg Olsen now to compare. Ooh.
A little 840 Greg
Olsen. How much did Jared bring up his third leg?
Third leg, Jared.
Yeah.
No, that it was just the pants that Corby brought up, and why today doesn't suck yesterday. as we confuse
like
the two
base,
Jareds.
Did that engage the bag, and the runner be out.
So another one. This one probably isn't Hall of Fame level, but let me take you to Derek from Step Brothers, the classic movie. As we've, I think most of the P1s have heard this. Let's hear Derek from Step Brothers.
What's up?
What's up, man?
You're not going to come down and say hi to me? What's up with that, dip?
Hi, Derek.
Oh, calm down, man. I'm just joking. Wow.
You guys, I really like your guys' setup up here.
What is your problem, man?
My problem? Oh, I don't know. I don't have a problem, Dale. Actually, I have the opposite of a problem. I made over $550K last year. How much did you make?
It's not about money.
No, it's not about money. Well, for me, it's a little bit about money, and I made that much money last year. I am the VP of the biggest executive helicopter leasing company on the Western Seaboard.
Okay.
Adam Scott, the actor.
Adam Scott from Step Brothers. Let me take you to the Hardline Zone, Joel Klatt. So I went and I found, when he's on the phone, it doesn't sound as much like him. So I got this from the Joel Klatt Show, his podcast. Here's Joel Klatt.
At 30, I've got Jackson Powers Johnson, another interior offensive lineman, this time from Oregon. He can play center. He can play guard. He's highly valuable, and I think he's probably one of the better offensive linemen as far as a versatility goes. Now, he's probably not going to be your tackle, but he can play all over on the inside, and to me, that makes him pretty valuable. And he's a really good player.
And he hasn't had a carb since 2004.
Yeah, I can hear that.
You can hear that a little bit?
He's less snarky.
He definitely is. It's the cadence.
It sounds
it's
like
the
him, yeah.
tone.
Yeah.
Because I never noticed it on the phone when he's on with the Hardline, but listening to him talk on his podcast, all I can hear is Derek. So that one's, it's not as close as Jared Walsh and Peter Welpton, but I think that one's pretty good. Justin, you got a couple more in there?
Yeah, one that I think a lot of people have picked up on since he started working here was Eli and Alex Jones.
Which, by the way, Eli, good human being. Alex Jones, yeah. piece of trash human being.
Like, maybe they could pass as brothers.
What's the deal with rats, man?
I don't
Come
know.
On.
I don't know if their views line up. Maybe, I don't
no,
know.
No, they just both kind of have that
kind of raspy, deep voice. But a good broadcasting okay. voice, I think.
I think it's great. Let's hear a little bit of Eli.
So this is audio we played before. Remember when he was so down after game
gosh.
5 with the ALCS?
Best segment of the year.
Classic.
I told my buddies, you know what, I'm going to be positive about this thing. They made me listen to friggin' Creed for 2.5 weeks so they could lose 3 straight games in a $500 million stadium, the second one that my tax dollars have paid for. I'm over it, man. I'm done.
So am I hearing that you really aren't a real Creed fan?
Whatever, man. I just don't care. It's just so
Look,
irritating.
The
argument of, they shouldn't have been here to begin with, that's not a valid okay. argument. Maybe not, but they are there.
But here's,
and they're up 2 games to nothing.
Okay, so I'll give you another set. First off, it ain't over yet.
It is over. You think they're going to come back from what happened last night?
They'll be lucky
if they don't get beat by 12 in Houston.
And by the way, the Rangers went on to win Game 6 and Game 7, and then they won the World Series.
Yeah.
Forget that.
But you know what?
People
Maybe
forget.
They don't if Eli doesn't have that rant.
Okay, now we need to hear...
And you kind of have to find Eli ranting to match Alex Jones. Here's
some...
Alex Jones talking about
Oh, God.
I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpowers, being honest, I've extrapolated this out, and I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff. But I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. And you know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
That's a little bit more cigarette driven than what Eli had.
Yeah. Eli's got a better voice for sure. I don't want to compare the two.
But Alex Jones is old.
Early morning T-box Eli.
They kind of sound.
Yeah.
Before his voice gets all warmed up.
If Alex Jones ever talks about the Rangers or something, we can
we put Eli
his opinion
in a
on the Rangers.
Tinfoil hat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sorry, Eli. We appreciate your work.
I hate to group
they won
him
the
with
World
Alex
Series.
Jones,
yeah.
But when I hear Eli talk, sometimes I can't separate the two.
We played this one. I think we played this a few months ago, but I noticed this on the Invasion. I believe Trahan was filling in. So let's first play Joe Trahan.
Again, me and Mr. Montemayor have to have a discussion.
Yeah.
Because not only was I really just trying to get a show done, there was something else going on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah. My wife and my 2 daughters were at the vet.
Justin.
You know where this is going, right?
Justin.
Putting down.
Oh, no.
One of our dogs.
Oh, man.
So there's
Boy,
the great the great Joe Trahan from WFAN.
Look at you now.
And I never thought I would compare these two, but he sounds just like David Hasselhoff.
Huh.
I take him on, like, helicopter rides. I'm going to take him skydiving. I take him to the mountains where, you know, he can, you know, ski if he can ski down. And I take him on all these extreme things. And it's great to have her father who's, you know, the same age as me, but the best part about it is having this beautifully young girlfriend that I can actually show the world to. It's kind of like, it's almost like having another daughter, but sleeping with her.
And that was David Hasselhoff. That was not Joe
Trahan.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Just a reset. He did not say
my.
That. There's something there.
Yeah, there's something there. It feels like Joe was speaking in more hushed tones to Monty during that audio. I think just regular conversation Joe Trahan is actually closer to the David Hasselhoff we played.
And let's end with the one that confuses every P1. Do you have the drop, Ham? Let's play the drop real quick.
Yeah.
So that is the Justin Yeah drop.
Yeah.
Anytime Justin is mentioned on the Hardline or in the Musers, you'll hear
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not actually Justin.
It's hard
Let
to believe.
Let the P1s know.
No?
It's not actually you. It's just his vocal doppelganger who does play-by-play for Alvarado High School, the 2015 Homer Call winner. And we got that from the liner they did.
Yeah. This so
we
Tommy,
doing it. Rick.
Junior.
And we never listened to Bob and Dan's show on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
So Tommy is his name. Not
yeah.
Justin.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
probably
in my mind,
85% of listeners think that's Justin.
Well, you know what? I don't want to know any different. I want to always believe that that's Justin.
It's always Justin.
Okay.
There you go. There's episode one.
So if you hear something.
For sure.
Or an example, send it in. We'll put it in the lab.
Yeah. Let us know.
We'll blend it all together and see, you know, is that a vocal doppelganger?
Yeah, we'll sniff out the fraud.